Hello, you are listening to Awesome Things.
A portion of this video is sponsored by Gatorade Water. Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I know it's been a while since I uploaded my last episode, but the solar eclipse just happened yesterday. It was really exciting. I went to Ohio for it. I'm so tired from yesterday, but anyways, it was a great eclipse. I hope you guys saw it. If you're in the area where you're able to see the eclipse, I know some of you guys live in D.C. or United States. Some of you might even live in Canada. I think Canada got the solar eclipse. Sadly, D.C. did not get the total eclipse, but it was really fun. Also, today we will be talking about, give me a drum roll, please. Thank you, Gatorade Water, for sponsoring this episode. Have you ever heard of Gatorade Water? I haven't, but it's a thing now. It just came out, and you can buy it on Amazon.com or Gatorade, the official site. It is just Gatorade. It doesn't have any sugar in it, and it's supposed to be refreshing and make you feel, you know, make you feel like you have energy, because Gatorade, the original one, has things in it that makes you not sweat as much. And you can buy Gatorade purified water for 1 liter for $10 at Safeway. Gatorade purified water with electrolytes, 6-pack for $10.78 at Walmart. And you can also buy Gatorade purified water, 12-pack for $20 at Walmart. Let's get to the Amazon, because I feel like a lot of people buy it on Amazon. A lot of people buy stuff on Amazon. $11.49 for Gatorade water, 1 liter, pack of 6 on Amazon.com. Pack of 12, $20 on Amazon. It's also a special offer. So get it now while you can, because, you know, it's running out. And you're going to just one single bottle of Gatorade water, 1 liter. No, sorry. Just one Gatorade bottle for $3. I feel like that's overpriced, but, you know. It is what it is. So, yep, that's all for today. So buy Gatorade water now. Or just use your water at home. But again, water insurance. That's all for today. Goodbye. So our topic will be discontinued products and like what they are and why they're discontinued. So I'm going to pull up some of them. And like, it's weird. So, yeah. Okay, I'm pulling them up. Okay. Some of it? Okay. Ooh. I'm gonna pull up cabbage. So, one of them is Cabbage Patch Kids. These were discontinued because they could eat things. They literally ate things. They eat, like, hair, and so they were discontinued because people were getting hurt because of these dolls. And it's just creepy to look at them. Like, if you pull them up on Amazon or something like that, they are so creepy. They are discontinued. So, I don't think you should buy them, because you're still able to buy them, but they don't make them anymore, so they have, like, a limited amount things, because they eat stuff. So, yeah, like, they literally have, like, a teeth. There's also this McDonald's. But McDonald's. McDonald's milkshake creator. It's old. Like, really old. It's discontinued. And, because, like, it didn't work. It wasn't really a maker. Like, yeah, so. Yeah, it was discontinued. Because, you know, like, he couldn't actually make the milkshakes. So that's why I was discontinued. I'm gonna pull it up, like, yeah, it was not actually, it didn't actually make it. They have, like, this company called McKids. It's weird. Anyways, yeah, so okay, now we're going to be talking about discontinued dolls. Yep. Alan. He's discontinued. It's, like, very creepy right now. If you pull up a picture of Alan, like, the picture of Alan Barbie doll, it's super creepy. Okay, next up, I don't know if you've heard of this, but Barbie and Tanner. It's discontinued. Tanner the pooping dog makes a memorable appearance in Weird Barbie's house. And yep, that was a key selling point for the toy pet. So it actually poops. And that's why it's discontinued. Oh, yep, Pregnant Midge. Okay, so this is, I'm going to read it. This is poor Midge, perhaps the Barbie doll with the saddest history. Midge was intimately released in 1963 as Barbie's best friend. Although they were the same size so that she could share clothes, Midge was considerably less glamorous than Barbie. See, Mattel was worried young girls wouldn't be able to identify with Barbie, a dream girl, but they might be able to identify with Midge, an ordinary girl. She had freckles, didn't wear a lot of makeup, and her wardrobe was on the tamer side. This version of Midge was eventually discontinued in 1967. So it was only out for 4 years. And it actually comes with a Ken and a baby. So, yeah, that's the history of Midge. Barbie Video Girl. She's creepy. Barbie Video Girl, played by Mehdi Tawali, is by far the strangest doll ever released in the Barbieverse. Launched in 2010, the Barbie Girl video doll came with a necklace that had a camera lens in it and a video screen on Barbie's back, as replicated in the film. That's creepy. The camera could be recorded up to 30 minutes of footage, which could then be downloaded to a computer. Barbie Video Girl was marketed for budding filmmakers, allowing kids to film playtime from Barbie's perspective in whichever way they wanted. Is that weird? Yes. And the FBI even found it weirder. So, FBI. Earring Magic Ken is discontinued. We're not going to read about that because that's just... Oh. Palm Beach Sugar Daddy Ken. He came with, like, a puppy and he had, like, a green tux. That's weird. Okay. That's Teen Talk Barbie. I can't see the photo for that, but Growing Up Skipper. That seems bad. Well, those are all the dolls. And, yeah. So, this has been a very long episode, so I'm just going to go, because normally my episodes aren't this long. I know a lot of you like long episodes, so this is, like, the long episode for you guys. I know this may have not been interesting because that's... because I didn't have that much time. I had a lot of rehearsals on Sunday, and I had ballet and a rock climbing competition on Saturday. So, yeah, and I was in Ohio yesterday, and I went to sleep at midnight today. So, basically, yeah, I didn't really have a lot of time to plan. And so, but I'm just glad that I have an episode, because I was going to make an episode a while ago, but then I forgot. So don't blame me, guys. I'm sorry. I have a busy week. I have a busy life. So, yep, that's all for today. Oh, and also, I will definitely start posting more during summertime and spring break. So that's all for today. Goodbye.